In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all of you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin'.
Groovy, baby!
I love Austin Powers. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, and hurry up, do that, because the flowers are dying quickly. And jump into your Volkswagen bus and follow us back to the 60s.
My first song for today is by the Beatles.
Oh, she loves you, yeah.
It's not exactly a song like that.
Hey, Jude.
This was released in 1966, and it was the last track on their Revolver album. There were some really strange effects going on in that studio.
Oh, so this is something I don't know, probably.
Probably not.
Okay.
Expand your mind with Tomorrow Never Knows. Wow, man.
Wow. I never thought the Beatles would make a song like that. Well, my first song of the day sounds better than yours.
I don't think so.
And it was released in 1964 by the Ad Libs and peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart on February 27th, 1965. Though the group continued to record many other singles, they would never repeat the chart success of this song. Listen to The Boy from New York City.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, kitty. Tell us about the boy from New York City. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, come on, kitty.
Oh, yeah.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Goes the back teeth! Goes the back teeth!
Down go the mean old germs.
Hi, I live in a house.
Doreen!
Oh, that's my mommy, and she has another grease burn on her hand. But mommy doesn't paint it up. Mommy doesn't smear it up. This is what we do for first aid now.
Goes the back teeth! Goes the back teeth!
Down go the mean old germs.
It smells so nice and doesn't stain.
I have a baby brother, too, but he's always getting cuts and scratches. Wah! But mommy doesn't paint him up. Mommy doesn't smear him up. This is what we do for first aid now. Goes the back teeth. Goes the back teeth.
Down go the mean old germs.
And back pain doesn't stain like old-fashioned antiseptics.
Goes the back teeth. Goes the back teeth.
Down go the mean old germs.
Oh, that kid is so annoying. Really?
I used to like Bactine because it never hurt. My mom used to use methylate.
Or mercurochrome.
Mercurochrome didn't.
Methylate was worse.
That's the one that stung.
Yep.
I says, use Bactine. It never hurts me.
Do they even sell that stuff anymore?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't get scrapes and boo-boos. And if I do, I'm in the ER with them.
There you go. Anyway... Surrealistic Pillow is a second album by Jefferson Airplane, released on February 1st, 1967. And half of the people in our listening audience are going, album? What's an album? The album peaked at number 3 on the Billboard album chart and has been certified platinum by the RIAA. Enjoy DCBA25. I wonder what the chords were.
Never heard that song. I think the album peaked, but the song sucked.
Oh, that's a pretty song.
And it probably wouldn't have been able to go on to the Billboard Hot 100 if it was a single.
That's a very pretty song.
Okay, whatever you say. This next song was recorded by Petula Clark in April of 1967. It received a 1968 Grammy Award nomination for Best Contemporary Song, but never receiving the award, just the nomination. This song peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in July of 1967, becoming Petula's final U.S. top 10 single, and also peaked for 3 consecutive weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Easy Listening chart. Here's Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for. Be smart, then you take it to heart, 'cause it hurts when your ego is deflated. Ooh, you don't realize that it's all compromise, and the problems are so overrated.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Vanilla fudge is
Fudge? Vanilla?
Vanilla fudge.
I never heard of a vanilla fudge.
You should try something.
I just thought chocolate fudge, and I don't like fudge.
It's vanilla fudge.
Okay.
Anyway, vanilla fudge is a band, and it's a candy. It's two treats in one. Now, if you're old enough to remember that commercial. Anyway, they're predominantly known for their slow, extended, heavy rock arrangements of contemporary hit songs. Most notably, my next song, which peaked at number 8 on the Australian Top 10.
Oh, this is going to be really
this
good.
This song's a classic.
You didn't even get it on the Billboard Hot 100.
This is a classic. Mellow Out 2, You Keep Me Hanging On. We'll be right back.
can do about it.
Why it didn't hit the top Billboard 100 in the U.S.
Big and very big in Australia.
Wow, okay.
Very big.
Well, they are kind of different out there in Australia.
Yes, they are.
Now for a blast from my past.
Oh, your youth?
My youth. Many, many, many decades ago.
Okay.
I used to drive through Skip's Drive-In on North Avenue in Melrose Park. Some people might remember that place.
Mm-hmm.
With my Ford XL with a 429 engine and a dual quad carburetor. I also had an Awooga horn that I really miss today for my Mini Cooper. I would drive through Skip's with the song playing from my 8-track tape deck. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
The Beach Boys were a favorite of mine back in the days, and this song stayed for only 1 week at number 76 in October of 1962 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. See, we're Billboard Hot 100, not Australian, my love.
Yeah, international hit, I'm saying. I don't know.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy 409.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. For I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409. Nothing can touch my 409, 409. Ooh, giddy up, giddy up. 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 When I take her to the drag, she really shines. She always turns in the fastest time. Giddy up, 409. My four-speed dual quad positive traction 409. 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's all-new chocolate chip cigarettes, the only cigarettes that give you cavities while you're waiting for the lung cancer to set in.
Uh-huh. Well, good to know. My next song was recorded by The Who.
Who?
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 Who, that's what I said, exactly.
What?
It was written, no, The Who.
Who?
It was written by their guitarist, Pete Townshend, in 1965, but it was not recorded until 1968. Must have been too busy. It has become one of the band's most popular songs, but only reached number 25 in the United States. Crank it up and enjoy Magic Bus.
Takes me to you. I'm so nervous I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. I want it. Threepence and sixpence every day, just to drive to my baby.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Suck it, Jimmy!